This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, the coronavirus has left nearly 224,000 people dead and infected more than 3.17 million. Nearly one-third of them in the United States, where confirmed coronavirus cases have topped 1 million. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number may be higher than reported because of lack of testing and reporting. Those officials also warn state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 60,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That's more than the fatalities in the Vietnam War. More than 27,000 people have died in Italy, and the UK has the world's third worst loss of life, with more than 27,000. This as the country began including people who've passed away in care homes in their statistics for the first time. Spain and France have each reported more than 24,000 deaths. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Thursday the government would consult experts to decide whether to extend the state of emergency beyond May 6th. Abe, speaking in Parliament, also said the situation surrounding the coronavirus epidemic continued to be severe. Data from China's health authority showed fewer new coronavirus cases Wednesday than a day earlier. The National Health Commission says all of the cases were imported. It also reports more asymptomatic cases than the day before. The total number of confirmed cases has now reached almost 83,000, and with no new deaths Wednesday, the toll remains just over 4,600. For more on these and other stories related to COVID-19 or anything else from the day, please visit us at voanews.com or use our app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he believes China's handling of the coronavirus is proof that Beijing, quote, will do anything they can, end quote, to make him lose his reelection bid in November. In an interview with Reuters in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said he was looking at different options in terms of consequences for China over the virus. He said, quote, I can do a lot, end quote. The World Health Organization said its emergency committee will meet Thursday to assess the coronavirus pandemic, the first such talk since it declared the disease an international emergency 3 months ago. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has come under fire over how the UN Health Agency has handled the outbreak that first emerged in China in December. The Federal Reserve said Wednesday the coronavirus pandemic has already caused tremendous health and economic hardship and warned the damage to the U.S. economy will continue. Germany's economy minister says that country will experience the worst recession in the history of the Federal Republic, founded in 1949. The International Labor Organization said half the global workforce, around 1.6 billion people, are in immediate danger of having their livelihoods destroyed. Amid the economic damage from COVID-19, science is providing a glimmer of hope against the pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
An experimental drug called remdesivir has proven effective against the virus in a major study, with Dr. Anthony Fauci saying on average it cut the time patients needed to recover from the virus by 4 days.
What it has proven is that a drug can block this virus.
A treatment could have a giant impact on the pandemic, since Fauci and other health officials say any vaccine is likely a year or more away. The FDA says it's been talking with remdesivir's maker about having the drug available for patients as fast as possible. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tokyo stocks opened higher Thursday, tracking rallies on global stocks after news of that positive trial test results. The benchmark Nikkei 225 index gained 1.61% in early trade, while the broader Topex index was up 1.37%. Libya's eastern-based forces will cease fire for Ramadan, their spokesman said Wednesday. They suffered setbacks during weeks of intense fighting against the internationally recognized government. A spokesperson for the Libyan National Army, the LNA, said in a television broadcast the ceasefire came at the request of the international community and friendly countries. Both the LNA and the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, the GNA, have already said twice this year fighting, but there was a sharp escalation in warfare last month. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.